Blog Talk Radio.
What a great Father we serve. He is the omnipotent one. He is the great and mighty one. He's Jehovah Adonai. Oh, yes, he is. He's the supreme ruler, the sovereign God. Yes, he's awesome in all his ways. Oh, yes, he knows your name. He knows your location. There's nothing he don't know. He even had the number of hairs on your head numbered. What a great God we serve. He is the King of Kings. He is our creator. And you know what he did those 6 days. Yeah, he said, let there be, and there was. So we say, let there be, and there will be. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you tonight, oh, God, for what you're doing, what you've done. We thank you that you are Jehovah, El Elyon, the Most High God. There's no God great like you, no God holy like you, no God mighty like you. Have your way in Jesus' name. Have your way in Jesus' name. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Father. Have your way, Lord.
This next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shooting that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts. I pray against drugs. I pray against bullying. And I speak over the lives of the young people that they would not fall into the hands of temptation. The young people will get back in place with you. They will hunger for holiness. And the hunger will be so great that it will be unexplainable. In the name of Jesus, God, I declare right now that we, your young people, we will present ourselves as men of sacrifice. Our lives are in your hands. We make the choice. We make the vow right now that, God, we will not give in to peer pressure. We will not give in, God, to suicidal thoughts. We will not give in until what the enemy has to offer. We will not give in until the plans of the enemy. But, God, we stand and we say we will be holy. We will keep our bodies pure. We will keep our bodies pure. We'll keep our minds pure. In the name of Jesus, we will not give in to drugs. We will not give in to drinking. We will not give in to smoking. But God, we will stand for holiness. We will stand for what's right. So God, we cry out, purify us, Lord. Purify us, Lord.
Welcome to the University of Biblical Studies, boys to men and girls to ladies. I am your co-host, Tyrese Turner from Holland, Michigan.
And I'm your host, Karitha Gantling from Jacksonville, Florida.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to forgive us for everything we've done wrong, Lord Jesus. Whether it be known or unknown, Lord Jesus, we thank you for your forgiveness, Lord God. We give you praise for everything you're doing tonight in this nation, Lord Jesus. We put our trust in you. We believe in you, Lord Jesus. We give you our heart and mind tonight, Lord Jesus. In all our life, Lord Jesus, thank you for leading and guiding us, Lord Jesus. We embrace your throne, Lord God. We embrace you, Lord Jesus. We call on you. We summon you to be here with us in the name of Jesus. Thank you for what you have for us to learn today, Lord Jesus. We ask that it stick with us and go with us wherever we go, Lord Jesus. And we give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up the next generation. We bind up the spirit of the Cosmic Creator. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, that will come again. We come against the spirit that will put the spotlight on the world to make it appear more beautiful and dazzling than it really is. We decree and declare this spirit has been bound and rendered weak and powerless. We declare that the generation that is being birthed will have a thirst and a hunger for the things of God. We release prayer warriors in elementary schools, middle schools, high school, and colleges. In the name of Jesus, we break the curse of the fatherless generation. Jesus, we thank you for the spirit of the Father being released in this nation and all over the world. We bind up every foul spirit of abortion. We deal with the powers concerning innocent blood in the land. Lord, let every snare, wicked plan, evil device set against the unborn be broken now in the name of Jesus. The devices set against the children from the womb to college are broken. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, release your anointing, oh God, to technical schools, beauty schools, and all places of training and education. God, anoint our young people to represent you in the marketplaces, Hollywood, the political arenas, professional athletes, and industries of influence in the lives of our young people. And we decree and declare our young people will be holy, righteous, and faithful to you. They will hunger and thirst for you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our lesson tonight will be taught by Sister G. Please feel free to listen and participate.
Amen. Well, get your Bibles ready. I know you got them ready. We get ready to do scripture search. Thank God for, you know, searching the word. The Lord said, search the word, study the word, so we'll be pleasing and acceptable to him. Yep. So, the first scripture in scripture search, 1 Timothy 4:12. What does it say? State your name and read your scripture. You don't even have to hesitate. State your name, read your scripture. Go ahead. 1 Timothy 4:12. What does it say?
This is Levi. Let no man despise thy youth, but by thou an example of the believers in the word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity.
Amen. Excellent. Thank you, Levi. All right, next scripture. 1 Corinthians 7:1-2. 1 Corinthians 7:1-2. What does it say? State your name and read.
This is Kristen.
Okay.
Now for the matters you wrote about. It is good for a man not to marry. But since there is so much immorality, each man should have his own wife, and each woman her own husband.
Amen. Thank you, Kristen. All right, next scripture, Deuteronomy 5:18. Deuteronomy 5:18. What does it say?
This is Tyrese.
Go ahead.
Deuteronomy 5:18. Neither shall thou commit adultery.
All right, good job. Next scripture, Joshua 1:8. What does it say? Joshua 1:8.
This is Ariel. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful.
Good job. Amen. All right. Thank you. All right. Last scripture in this series. 1 Samuel 15:22. 1 Samuel 15:22. State your name and read it.
This is Levi. And Samuel said, hath the Lord in great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams.
All right. Thank you, Levi. Okay. You guys did a great job. I'm very proud of you. Searching the word. Don't just search it on University of Biblical Studies, boys to men, girls to ladies, but search it out every day. See what God has to tell you. He may have a surprise to tell you in the word. Got to search it out, though. All right. Well, we have Larell Brunson on with us, evangelist Larell Brunson, mighty woman of God. She's going to pray for the youth and their families. Good evening, Larell.
Hey, Sister G, how you doing?
Doing great.
I'll go ahead and go in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we thank you for this day, oh God. We thank you, God, for all that your hands have done, God, all that we have seen, all that you have allowed, God, to take place today, God. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, oh God. We thank you for your love toward us, oh God. God, you're so kind toward us. You're so great toward us. You're so amazing, oh God. We thank you for keeping us from the danger seen and unseen, oh God. Thank you for every detour. Thank you, oh God, for every roadblock. God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you, God. Thank you for every delay, God, in the name of Jesus. For we know, God, that you kept us from something. So, God, we just honor your name tonight. We lift you up, God. God, we come before your throne, God, just repenting of every sin, everything we have done, God, thought about, said, meditated on, God, that was not pleasing, even acted upon, God, that did not please you, oh God. We ask that you create in us a clean heart. Lord, renew within us a right spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we come before you, God, lifting up the youth, lifting up families before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, there's so many families all across this world, God, that need you, God, like never before. God, they need you, God, even though they may not know, God, that they need you. God, they need you, God, like never before. So we ask you, we petition you tonight, oh God, that you send help, God, in the name of Jesus. God, send your help tonight, God. Send your help to our youth. Send your help to their families tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said in your word that you are a very present help in the time of trouble. And, God, there's so many families that's in trouble tonight. Oh, God, so we pray that you be a very present help. God, that you be right there where they are in the midst of their trouble, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you for sending help in the name of Jesus. We declare and we decree, God, that not only is help on the way, but God, help is already here in the name of Jesus. Many people, God, are crying out to you for help. Even the youth, God, are crying out to you for help. God, we're crying out to you for help for the nation. God, we're crying out to you, God, for help, oh God, for our families, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, God, for sending your help, oh God, whatever that looks like, God. We thank you for sending your help tonight in the name of Jesus, God. God, we pray for those families, God, that are homeless, that are on the streets, oh God, mothers and children, God, fathers, God, with children on the streets. God, we ask you, God, that you would send your help to them tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, oh God, for covering families, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for providing for families, God, for supplying what they stand in need of tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So many people are in need tonight, oh God. And God, you said that you shall supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So God, we thank you, God, for supplying everyone one of our needs. We thank you for supplying, God, every one, God, of our family's needs tonight, God. God, you know what they stand in need of, oh God. In the name of Jesus, there is not one need that you cannot meet. In the name of Jesus, there is not one need that you don't know about, God. In the name of Jesus, because your word declares that you already knew what we needed even before we knew, God. So we thank you, oh God, that you're already meeting the needs, God, of our families tonight, of our youth tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, now, God, we pray specifically, God, for our youth, specifically, God, for the ones on this call. In the name of Jesus, specifically, God, God, for the ones in our school systems, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, for the youth tonight, and we declare and decree tonight, God, that the enemy is a liar. The devil is a liar tonight. In the name of Jesus, we declare and decree, God, that the enemy cannot have our children. In the name of Jesus, the enemy cannot have our babies, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we declare and decree, God, that no weapon that is formed against them shall be able to prosper. We snatch them out of the hands of the enemy tonight. In the name of Jesus, we wage war tonight on the enemy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that is seeking to steal, kill, and to destroy. In the name of Jesus, oh God, you said that the enemy, God, desires to sift us as wheat. He desires to sift our youth as wheat. All that you weep, thank you, Lord, that you prayed for them. Hallelujah. We thank you that you prayed for our children, that their faith fails not. In the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord. We know we have intercessors all across this world that are praying for our youth. But we thank you, Lord, that you are the greatest intercessor. And we thank you that you're seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercessions in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we ask you to make intercession for our youth in the name of Jesus, to continue to pray for them in the name of Jesus, that the enemy would not be able to pluck them out of your hand. In the name of Jesus, we seal our children with the blood of Jesus. We thank you that the enemy has to pass over our children because of the blood of Jesus. We thank you, oh God. Just like with the Passover, in the name of Jesus, oh, they have to sprinkle blood on the doorpost, and the enemy couldn't touch because of the blood. So, God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus over our children, God. We thank you now, God, that the enemy, hallelujah, has to pass over our children because of the blood, that every fiery dart of the wicked has to pass over our children because of the blood of Jesus. We thank you tonight, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pull every lost child out of the hands of the enemy tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pull every lost child out of the belly of the whale tonight. In the name of Jesus, every disobedient child, we pull him and her out of the belly of the whale tonight. In the name of Jesus, we declare and decree tonight obedience to our children. In the name of Jesus, that they will go where you told them to go. In the name of Jesus, if you told them to go to Nineveh, they will go to Nineveh. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for an obedient spirit in our children tonight. In the name of Jesus, we bind the disobedient spirit now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We ask that you cover them now. In the name of Jesus, from gun violence, God, from gangs tonight, God, from teenage pregnancy tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, from STDs, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we bind every generational curse tonight, in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree tonight that it stops with our children, in the name of Jesus. It will not be passed down to our children. It will not be passed down of our children's children and our children's children's children. In the name of Jesus, we bind the hands of the enemy tonight. In the name of Jesus, we declare and decree tonight that our children are covered by the blood in the name of Jesus. Our children are covered by the blood in the name of Jesus. You said we should not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness in the name of Jesus. No plague shall come near that dwelling, not the coronavirus, not the flu, God, in the name of Jesus, not cancer, God, not diabetes, God, in the name of Jesus, because our children are covered by the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood over our children tonight. We thank you for the blood over our families tonight, in the name of Jesus. We make intercession tonight on behalf of our children, on behalf of our families, in the name of Jesus, on behalf of mothers, on behalf of fathers, on behalf of grandparents, in the name of Jesus, on behalf of great-grandparents, God, in the name of Jesus, we declare and decree tonight that parents would rise up, God, and take their proper place, that fathers would rise up tonight and take their proper place, in the name of Jesus, that mothers will rise up tonight and take their proper place, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We call that mother off drugs tonight, in the name of Jesus. We call that father off drugs tonight, in the name of Jesus. We call that father right now out of the prison system, in the name of Jesus. We call that mother tonight off of prostitution, in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. Oh God, send deliverance tonight. Send deliverance to our families tonight. Send deliverance to homes tonight, in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree that you're doing it now, that you're saving souls now, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, God. God, we bless you for it tonight. God, we call it done, God, in the name of Jesus. We praise you in advance, God, that it's already done, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I speak to every mother on this call that whatever you're standing in need of tonight, whatever you're praying for tonight, on behalf of your children, I thank you that the Lord heard you from the very first day that you prayed, and he's already answering you. We thank you, oh God. I speak to the Father on this call tonight that whatever you're praying for on behalf of your family, this too shall come to pass, in the name of Jesus. For God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent, that if he said it, he's going to do it. I thank you tonight. God, we bless you tonight. We honor you tonight for what you've already done. And God, we decree and declare that it is so. We seal it with a yes and an amen. And we declare it is so. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Powerful prayer, Evangelist Laurel. Thank God for you. Oh my God. Hallelujah. God used you tonight as he does always. Thank you so much. All right. Well, I thank God for the things that he's allowed us to do thus far. It's time for biblical facts tonight. Time for biblical facts. So I know you have your Bibles ready. We'll continue. I'm going to give out a scripture. And you find it. You tell me where it is, where it's found. All righty. Here we go. This scripture is found in the books of the major prophets. And this scripture says, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of your youth, the love of your espousals, when you went after me in the wilderness, in the land that was not sown. All right, I'll read it again. This is found in the books of one of the books of the major prophets. And it says, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of your youth, the love of your espousals, when you went after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Where is that found? One of the books of the major prophets. You know the major prophets. Thank God for you all.
This is Lily.
One of the books of the major. Okay, go ahead, Lily.
Jeremiah 2:2.
All right, read it.
Go and cry in the hearing of Jerusalem, saying, thus says the Lord, I remember you, the kindness of your youth, the love of your Bethel, when you went after me in the wilderness, in the land not sown.
Amen. Thank you, Lily. Excellent. All right. Continuing on. This scripture is found in the books of the major prophets as well. It says, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. And before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you, and I ordained you a prophet unto the nation. Where is that scripture found? One of the major prophets. Before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. And before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you, and I ordained you a prophet to the nation. Where is that found? State your name and read it. Tell us where it's found. One of the major prophets. There are four of
them. This is Micah.
Okay, go ahead, Micah.
It's found in Jeremiah 1:5.
All right, read it.
Before I formed you, in the womb I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations.
All right. Thank you, Tyrese. Very good. All right. Next scripture. This is found in the book of prophecy. It says, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Where is that found? It's in the book of prophecy. And it says, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. State your name and read it.
This is Levi.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, Revelation 5:12. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing.
Good job. All right, next scripture. From the New Testament book of history, this scripture says, and when he had considered the things, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathering together praying. Where is that scripture found? From the New Testament book of history, this scripture says, and when he had considered. Hello?
This is Talana.
And when he... Go ahead, Talana.
Oh, sorry. I apologize. I thought you had finished. You want me to... It's in Acts 12:12.
Okay, go ahead. Read it.
And when he had considered the things, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying.
Good job. Thank you, Talana. All right. Okay, so This is the last question. Who can name the books of history in the Old Testament? Who can name the books of history in the Old Testament? State your name and tell me. Tell us. The books of history, what are they in the Old Testament?
This is Tawana.
Okay.
In the Old Testament, history. Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Jeremiah, and Esther.
Good job. Thank you so much, Tawana. We're glad you joined us. All right. Well, for the month of, let me see, I'm getting ahead of myself here. Please forgive me. All right, we have the Turner family on with us. They're going to be singing a song. Good evening, Turner family.
Good evening.
What are y'all going to sing?
There is power in the blood of the Lamb.
All right.
There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is healing, wonder-working healing in the blood of the Lamb. There is healing, wonder-working healing in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Amen. There's power in the blood of the Lamb. I love that. Amen. Thank you all so much. Beautiful. Well, we have Levi Turner on with us tonight. He's going to do a presentation on Abraham and Sarah. Remember, our theme is romance and religion. So he's going to do a presentation on Abraham and Sarah. Go ahead, Levi.
Thank you. Okay. So what I got out of the whole story was Sarah and Abraham, they passed the time of conceiving a baby. It was unavailable to them. The angels appeared to them saying, "You shall have a child." But Sarah laughed. She just laughed. And then after that, she did not believe. She laughed and doubted. But then when they said that she could have a child, she claimed it was impossible. But what I got of the whole thing is God can take the impossible and make it possible.
All right. Anything else, Levi?
No, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much. Well, you know, romance and religion is our theme. Abraham was originally called Abram, which means lifted up the father. He was 75 years old when he had a divine call from God. His family didn't hear what God told Abram, but he obeyed God and left his family. God made him a great promise in Genesis 12. He said, "I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great. Anyone who bless you, I will bless them. Anyone who curse you, I will curse them." Abram, at that time his name was Abram, he was married to a beautiful woman named Sarai, which means princess. Not only did Abram think Sarah was beautiful. Others thought she was beautiful as well. She was beautiful, so beautiful, that Abraham feared for his life. On one occasion, he and Sarah lied and said she was his sister so that he would not be killed. But God took care of that situation. God promised Abram and Sarai a son and numerous children. The promise seemed to be taking a long time, according to the way humans look at things. So Sarai made a plan with her husband. She loved and trusted Abram so much, she allowed him to have sex with her servant to produce a child. They both, Sarai and Abram, produced a situation that they did not like, but God took care of that situation too. Ishmael was born to Abram and Hagar. Abram loved Ishmael. Sarah had problems with the situation, but God worked it out. The bond, the love between Abram and Sarai, whose names were later changed to Abraham and Sarah, never changed. They grew closer to God, and their love continued to grow for each other. Sarah and Abraham's greatest support were a great support for each other. Sarah was Abraham's greatest support. She was his faithful friend and his close confidant. Their journey together was long and loving. They had to wait a long time for the promise God made them, but they stayed close to each other, and God's promise came for their love child, Isaac. All right, we'll continue to talk about religion and romance. This is our theme for the month of February. Pure religion in James 1:27 is undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. That's the KJV version, King James version, I'm sorry. God's Word in Each Day version says, pure, unstained religion, according to God our Father, to take care of orphans and widows when they suffer and to remain uncorrupted from the world. The world wants to rob you, us, of our purity to make sure that we are like them. The world wants to offer us a plate of sin, a plate that looks good, tastes good, feels good, but after you eat it, destruction comes on that plate. So that plate is called the plate of flesh. Now, before you eat that plate, your spirit will begin a battle with your flesh. When you get that warning, you got to heed the warning. Colossians 2:20-23 let me get this other version right here. I'm going to look for it a minute. Colossians chapter 2. Kristen, if you could find that in the Message Bible for me, Colossians 2:20-23, and I'm going to find it in this version right here. It's Colossians 2. You can read it right after I read it, Kristen. Thank you. Colossians 2:20-23 says, if you died with Christ to the world's way of doing things, Why do you let others tell you how to live? It's as though you were still under the world's influence. People will tell you, don't handle this, don't taste or touch that. All of these things deal with objects that are used up anyway. These things look like wisdom. With self-imposed worship, false humility, and harsh treatment of the body, but they have no value for holding back the constant desires of your corrupt nature. You got it, Kristen?
Can you repeat what can you repeat the scripture?
I apologize. Colossians 2, 20 through 23. Colossians 2,
yes,
20 through 23. She's going to read it in the Message Bible. Let me know when you get it. So, you know, as God's children,
ma'am,
we got to die to our flesh. You have it, Kristen?
Yes, ma'am. This is the NIV version.
Okay.
Since you died with Christ to the basic principles of this world, why, as though you still belong to it, do you submit to its rules? Do not handle. Do not taste. Do not touch. These are all destined to perish with use because they are based on human commands and teachings. Such regulations indeed have an appearance of wisdom with their self-imposed worship, their false humility, and their harsh treatment of the body, but they lack any value in restraining sensual indulgence.
Thank you, Kristen. I appreciate it. Yep, as children of God, we got to die to our flesh. Our desires will pull us away from God and corrupt us. Our flesh takes us on a journey. First, you eat from that plate, like Eve, then Adam ate from the tree that God warned them not to eat from. Imagine a plate that is colorful and looks so delicious, and your friends say, come on, eat with us. Come on, eat with us. This not only looks good, it tastes good, it feels good, but that is only temporary. On that plate, they will give you, there is a plate, there is this plate before you. So you have to remember, there's a warning. Just before you get ready to eat, there'll be a warning. Touch not, taste not, handle not. So make sure you don't touch that plate. There's a plate, and in this plate, you can't touch it, you can't taste it, and you can't handle it. Look at the plate. Wow. It's a beautiful, well-shaped female. Oh, my God, on the plate. A girl you can't seem to take your eyes off of. She has beautiful eyes. She smells good, dressed good, with an outfit that draws you in. Should you introduce yourself? Should you touch, taste, or handle? This could lead to fornication. Galatians 5:21 says, however, if you remember the word of God in 1 Corinthians 7:1, I need someone to find that and read it for me. 1 Corinthians 7:1, let me know when you get it. It is better. You know what it says? Go ahead, find it. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, 1 through 2. We've been going over that now for a few months. What does it say? 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1 through 2.
This is Lily.
Go ahead, Lily.
Now concerning the things of which you wrote me. It is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, become of sexual immorality. Let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband.
All right, because of sexual immorality, every man got to have his own wife and every woman her own husband. So it's better for a man or a boy not to touch a girl or woman, but everyone have his own wife to avoid fornication. What's on that plate? You talking with your friends and they say, girl, he's looking good and he's looking right at you. I think he only has eyes for you. He's so handsome. He's on the soccer team at LSU. All the girls want him. He is fine. He has a body like, wow, muscles bulging out all over. I think he lifts weights 24 hours a day looking at that fine body. So the warning is going to come. Touch not. Taste not, handle not. Should you do it? Should you touch it? Should you taste it? Should you handle it? Who can read 1 Thessalonians 4, chapter 4, verses 3 through 4? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 3 through 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 3 through 4.
This is Tyrese.
Okay.
It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control your own body in a way that is holy and honorable.
All right. Good job. I'm going to read it again in a different version, but I thank God for that reading of the word. You know, we got to read the word. How are we going to know what God is speaking to us? How are we going to know how to live down here on the earth if we don't read the word? So we got to read the word because God is talking to us in the word. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4 says, hold on, got to turn over here. Verses 3 and 4 says, it is God's will. It is God's will that you keep from sexual sin as a mark of your devotion to him. Each of you should know that finding a husband or a wife for yourself is to be done in a holy and honorable way, not in a passionate, lustful way, people who don't know God. All right, so God is telling us, he's speaking to us in the word, so we got to read the word. What decision will you make? Will you touch? Will you taste? Will you handle? Or will you touch not? Will you taste not? Will you handle not? So we got to think about, you know, what the word says. Let it, you know, marinate in our spirit. Let it soak in us. And then follow it. So, oh, yeah, I remember that scripture right there that says don't touch, don't handle, don't take. So I got to be obedient. Now, there's a holiday coming up that the world, you know, calls Valentine's Day. We're going to call our day Happy Love Day. Love is not what we feel. Love is not what we think. Love is what you give away, but it comes from God. If it don't come from God, we don't have love. The world celebrates Valentine's Day every year, February 14th, but God's people celebrate his love for us every day. We love him every day with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. We should wake up with Father God on our minds. Keep him on our minds throughout the whole day. And we should express our love to him. We got to tell him, I love you, O Lord, my strength. That's in Psalms 18:1. I hunger and thirst for you, my King. That's in Psalm 41, 1 and 2. So we got to tell the Lord. You know, we got to be on a hot pursuit for the Lord. We got to be on a hot pursuit. In other words, we got to keep ourselves, you know, loving on God, running after him. Pursue him as a lover. Pursue him as a friend. Pursue him as Father God. Pursue him with all of your heart, soul, and strength. When you're in love with somebody, you wake up in the morning thinking about that person, they're on your mind. You might think, what can I do for them today? How can I please them? What would make them happy? What would draw us closer to each other? Can I call them? And we can have a romantic conversation first thing in the morning. What could I say to them? What would they like to hear? Well, I'm going to read something out of this book. It's called A Call to Love. This book is called Come Away, Be My Beloved by Francis J. Roberts, The Call of Love. This is from God to us. Oh, my beloved, abide under the shelter of the lattice, for I have betrothed thee unto myself. And though you are sometimes indifferent towards me, my love for thee is at all times as a flame of fire. My ardor never cools. My longing for thy love and affection is deep and constant. Tarry not for an opportunity to have more time to be alone with me. Take it, though you may leave task at hand. Nothing will suffer. Things are less important than you think. Our time together is like a garden full of flowers, whereas the time you give things to is as a field full of stubble. I love thee, and if you can always, as it were, feel my pulse beat, you shall know many things, the knowledge of which shall give thee sustaining strength. I bear your sins, and I wish to carry your burden. You may have the gift of light and a merry heart. My love is bower. My love bower is the place where you shall find it. My love dispels all fear and is the cure for every ill. Lay thy head upon my breast and lose thyself in me. Thou shalt experience resurrection light and peace. The joy of the Lord shall become thy strength, and wells of salvation shall be opened within thee. Isn't that beautiful? Oh, my God. That's right in line with our theme for this month, religion and romance. God has a plan, and his plan shall come forth. Well, you know, it's time to move right along. We're going to call for our co-host to come back.
It is time for the word, God's word, from Pastor Turner.
Good evening, everyone. Blessings and favor upon your lives. I enjoyed everything that I've heard, and I pray that you have too. We're going to extend the right hand to fellowship right now. And I just want to say to the sinner or the transgressor or the one who failed, whatever, it does not matter. You have breath in your body. You have a pulse. You're listening. So, therefore, you have a chance. Try Jesus. Try him with your whole heart. He says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Try Jesus. Make Jesus your first. Make Jesus first in your life. Trusting him gives you access to real love, to real love. And he's so amazing that, I mean, if you're sick of going through whatever you're going through right now, if you're sick of questioning yourself, questioning everything in your life, I'm telling you, man, if woman, boy, or child, if you give God your all, he will come in and turn everything around. Somebody said a shondo. That means turned around. Everything. So I'm telling you, try Jesus. Give him your all. You can't lose. I promise you that. And that's something you can bank on. You won't get your money back on this because you're going to love him a lot. You're going to love him forever, I'm telling you. They say money back guarantee in the world, but you already paid the price for you. You are not your own. You are brought with the price. Give him all of you. And I rejoice if you gave yourself to him right now. And the whole heaven rejoiced with you, all the angels. But what I want to talk about today, what I desire to talk about today is the total package. The total package. Who goes to a clothing store to buy groceries? The question is, who in their right mind run 3 inches of bath water to soak in it? No one. So therefore, the Lord says, you know what? He says in Ephesians 3:20, he says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above, exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think of, according to the power that worketh in us. So therefore, my shoulder needs my arm. My leg needs my foot. I need you to pray with me. If two gather together, if two agree, this is what he said in Mark 18:19. Please hear me. Can you feel this fire? Understand, he says, Mark 18:19, he says, again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth, okay, here's that word again, on earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, okay, on earth, concerning anything, this is scriptural, if concerning anything, I'm believing for baby Chloe to eat. Are you? Come on, we get electrifying. I agree, I touch and agree with the prayers of the righteous. I connect with anything that is happening in your life. I connect with you, me and my family, all the way from Michigan over wherever you are. I connect with you and believe concerning everything in your life that it will be turned around and it will be for your favor. You have to understand it. It's according to the power that working in us, but you have to understand this also. Proverbs 3:5-6. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all of your ways acknowledge him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him. And then you can get Ephesians 3:20. Do that first. And then we got something. Do that first. And you have to understand, everything work in togetherness. That's why we pray for healing, for unity. Lord God, please heal unity right now in the name of Jesus. You know what? We ain't going to rip the Band-Aid off too quick because we probably bleed out. But this is what we're going to do. We're going to unify in prayer, and we're going to say healing to unity, because right here, without unity, we have nothing. And there is power in unity. Some people say it's power in numbers, but it is power in unity. You understand that? And all we need is two or three. Come on now. And it's a lot more than us all over this nation. Come on. And we have Romans 8:28, it states, and we know that all things work together for the good of them who love God, to them who are called accordingly to his purpose. So therefore, with that those five senses that God gave us, ooh, they all work together when we acknowledge God. You know, see, we can have wisdom, but we can't have wisdom without knowledge. And we can't have knowledge without understanding. I was talking to an individual today, and I was saying, that's that bridge, that understanding, the having patience with people, having patience and not, having patience and having understanding, not to speak too quick. understand. You can pray. You can pray for so long, and sometimes you can just, oh, man, I feel like giving up. I feel like giving up. And then you have to put on, I feel like going on. Lord, I don't feel like it, but let me unify this prayer with the prayers of the righteous. Let me call my sister. Sister, encourage me. Brother, encourage me. Come on, let's praise God together. Let's get some strength flowing. Let's get this electrifying thing going, because we know it's the trick of the enemy. And so I tell you this together. Be together in this thing. Your thinking should match what you're asking for. Your thinking should match what you're asking for. We asking God for all these things, but what are we thinking? What are we settling for in our mind? Make sure it matches. I'm not going to put on a tennis shoe and go out in all this snow. No, I got to put on some snow boots. I'm not going to wear a flip-flop on one side here. We in our right mind. God said, I have given you a sound mind. So understand this right here. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Don't give up. Don't give in. Press through. Press forward. Hang on. Whatever you need to hear. Everything that's positive, everything that's negative, we pray a turnaround in that thing. We pray a turnaround. But we know what? We put actions to it. We just not speaking in the air. Whatever words go up, it's always the enemy is trying to throw a thing in, throw a little gap in it, try to throw a hindering thing on it. You ain't going to pin nothing. You are not going to pin nothing to these positive words, because everything good comes from the Lord. Come on now. Amen. I love y'all.
Man, we love you too. That was a powerful word, and I tell you what, I thank God for the excitement that you brought as you brought the word. It was awesome. It was a contagious word. Hallelujah. I got it over here in Florida from Michigan. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Ready for our calls to game?
We are so grateful to each of you for being a part of University of Biblical Studies. Boys to men and girls to ladies, we appreciate you and look forward to hearing from you each week.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank God for each of you. We love you. We praise the Lord for you all. And it's praying time. Anybody have any prayer requests? Anybody have any prayer requests tonight? All right. Well, looks like everybody's prayed up, so we're going to ask Sister Talana. You still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you say a closing prayer for us? Just before you say that closing prayer, is Isaac available to pray? Hello?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Thank you, Lord God, for this day. Thank you for us living on this earth right now in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise, Lord Jesus. Thanks for our family and friends right now in the name of Jesus. Thanks for our shelter right now in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, Lord God. Whatever try to attack anybody in their sleep right now in the name of Jesus, we tell it to leave right now in the name of Jesus, to the sea right now in the name of Jesus. I pray over all the sick people right now in the name of Jesus, even the poor people right now in the name of Jesus, the people who have no money or no homes right now in the name of Jesus. And we love you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Out of the mouth of babes, he's only 8 years old. Thank you, Isaac. That was an awesome, powerful prayer. Thank you. We're going to let Sister Talana pray and close us out. Thank you.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord God, truly it is out of the mouth of babes. There is praise that's so perfect. Lord, we thank you for the young people that are lifting up the name of Jesus. We thank you for those, Lord God, that are ministering into their lives and speaking into their lives, Lord God, causing them to walk into their destiny in the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that even at a young age, Lord God, even as David was, even as so many was in the Bible that had a mind, Lord God, to serve you, thank you for the discipline in their lives. Thank you for the adults on this line, Lord God, even those, Lord God, even though we may be in different cities, in different states, Lord God, there is no distance in the spirit. So thank you for everything that we have done on this line to minister unto you, to encourage one another, to lift one another up, Lord God. We thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives, Lord God. We decree and declare blessings. And even as we close on this line, Lord God, we release our angels that watch over each and every one of us. The angels that protect us, the angels that minister to us, the angels that guard us, Lord God, we release them on our behalf, and we put them to work for us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for your covering and your keeping power. Lord God, we yield our members unto you, Lord God, even as these young people are learning about the flesh and the spirit, Lord God. We thank you for self-control. We thank you that they continue to strive and to the manifestation of the fruits of the spirit will be a part of their lives. Lord God, not just lip service, but Lord God, they will walk in it, walk in it, walk in it, walk in it in Jesus' name. And Lord God, we honor you and we glorify you, Lord God, for who you are in Jesus' mighty and matchless name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, I love each of you. You know God loves you even more. So have a God-filled night, a God-filled week. And don't forget, praise the Lord like you lost your mind. Talk to y'all soon. Love you.
You too.
We love you.
Love you very much.
We love you, Sister D. See you later.
God,
you said that in the last days.
All right.
You shall pour your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before.
Hallelujah.
For the enemy is on attack. So
hallelujah.
I pray against all type of God violence. I pray against the Jewish.